First of all, good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to do this before I begin. I want everyone to stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. And I want you to shake five people's hands. Amen. Isn't that a whole lot better? First of all, I want to again say good morning to each and every one of you. This certainly is not my first time being here, but I always enjoy myself when I do come. I'm here today for several reasons. This particular day is special because at the 11 o'clock hour today, your pastor will be preaching at Ebenezer. It is a milestone for Ebenezer, in as much as it will be the first time that a non-Christian pastor will be preaching at Ebenezer. That may not be significant for you, but it's very significant for us. It's been a long time coming. I've been here in Charlottesville for about 10 years, and actually today is my birthday also. So I do give praises to God for 56 blessed years. In those years, one of the things that I tried to cultivate a skill and an understanding for is clothes washing. And what I've learned is after 56 years, I'm still learning how to wash clothes. Many of you that know how to wash clothes, you know that there are colors, there are synthetics, different types of fabrics, and then there are those stubborn white clothes. I brought some detergent here because normally I'm a Tide person, and I like Tide because I'm easy. I like things easy when I do my washing. But one of the things I've learned is that just using Tide alone does not get all of the stains out. You get some, but not all. And so when you have those tough stains, sometimes you have to use something like Clorox. Clorox is good for getting some of the tougher stains out. And for me, I need all the help I can get, so I also use some OxiClean. And that helps also. I'm saying all this today, my friends, because I've learned that in my time, I still have challenges when it comes to a thing called love. And what I've learned with all of us is that our love is so inadequate because our love, like our clothes, our love has to be clean, has to be tidy, it has to be orderly. It can't require a lot of sweat equity. We like things at arm's length. But I provide for you this morning this passage of scripture in Luke, and for those of you that certainly are familiar with the Christian Bible, it's a familiar story to you. But it's one that certainly in challenges and days such as these, we just had a horrific tragedy in Paris, as you know. It is a call for all of us who are of the household of faith to begin showing what we claim to know, because it is going to be love that brings us together. So how can we transform our love and not conform our love? How can we take that love and not make it just a love for colors, not just make it a love for cold and warm temperatures, but how can we deal with those stubborn stains that we sometimes neglect and most times avoid? This particular story provides us with a potential solution. It is the story of a woman. The passage says that she was a resident of an area called Nain, and when she hears of Jesus coming to town, She comes over to a Pharisee's house. The Pharisee's name is Simon. And what she does is she walks right in and she begins to show her brand of love. I want to use just the next couple of moments to use as a title, Love Will Find a Way. When this woman enters, notice that she doesn't say a word. She begins to wash Jesus' feet. She begins weeping. She begins kissing his feet. She begins anointing his feet. And shows us one of the first lessons of love. If you want to have transformative love and not just conformative love, is that it's not what you say, it's what you do. In this particular text, she does not say a word, but she just begins washing. She washes, she kisses, and she anoints. One of the first steps and levels of love, again, it's not what you say, but it's what you do. The second lesson, however, that she teaches us is that it's not necessarily what you do, but it's how you do it. Notice how she could have used a towel. Notice how she could have used soap. But she used her tears for soap. And she used her hair for a towel. And what it does, my friends, is that it teaches you and I the difference between affection and connection. We can always have affection for something. But the challenge for us who want transformative love is that we have to move from affection for something to connection with something. She just did not want to have affection for Jesus. She wanted to have connection with Jesus. And many of you know, even today, it's not what you do, and it's not how you do it. It's not what you do, but it's how you do it. When you do it with a smile, when you do it with a sincere sense of concern, sympathy, and empathy for someone, sometimes that alone can make all the difference. You don't need to have to say a word, but just a smile on your face can speak volumes. And so two lessons we have learned in this story of a woman. She is not what you say, but it's what you do. It's not what you do, but it's how you do it. And then the gem of this text we find in the third and final lesson today, and a lesson that hopefully all of us can take with us, is that it's not necessarily how you do it, but it's when you do it. If you look at the critical text, you will notice that in verse number 45, when Jesus commends the woman, he says of the woman, he says, "This woman, from the time I entered the house, have not ceased to kiss my feet." What that tells me is that, well, not only was she willing to kiss Jesus' feet after she washed it, but she was able to kiss or willing to kiss Jesus' feet while his feet were dirty. My challenge to all of us today is that it's easy to kiss clean feet. How difficult is it, however, for many of us to kiss dirty feet? If you notice in the Christian Bible, those of you that read it, notice how value is always ascribed to something that is clean as compared to something that is dirty. Because when we determine something is dirty, we justify it and we claim that it's not worthy. It has no value. But true love, absolute and sincere love, comes in the ability to have that type of detergent that can not just clean colored clothes, not just clean clothes that are easy to clean, but to clean those clothes that are hard and dirty and have spots that are spots of a lifetime. I leave that with you today, and I say to myself that I not only is this message for you, but it's for me, because even as I have been able to travel through life, it seems like the more I reach out, the more I realize how inadequate I am. I have baggage. I have pr- prejudices. I have biases. I have things just like you that I'm trying to overcome. And it's only like going to ACAC. Those of you that work out, you know what I'm talking about. You can have all the muscles you want, but if you don't work those muscles, if you don't work them consistently, you're going to run into those situations where muscles get flabby, you end up plateauing, you can't seem to get ahead, and you just have to keep working and working at it to get the muscle strong. I leave you today with love, like a muscle. Work your muscle. Know the fact that when you work the muscle, you're going to sweat, you're going to get dirty, you're going to get smelly, you're going to be asked to do things that's beyond your capability and beyond your comprehension. But I guarantee you, there is fulfillment, there's satisfaction, and there are untold blessings that await you if you work that muscle. I want to thank you this morning because, again, we're all on a journey. And don't let anyone determine where and how your journey should go. They don't know what you've been through. They don't know what you've had to face. But just don't quit. Don't give up. And soon and very soon, you will reach your goal. May God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.
Thank you so much.